USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action. Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you. I'm so proud of who has come here. It's not more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The governor of Alabama reveals she has lung cancer. With that story, here's USA's Robin Walensky.
To Alabama now, where the Republican governor of the state, Kay Ivey, reveals she has lung cancer.
My team of doctors have assured me this treatment has a very high rate of success and will have a minimal impact on my schedule. Tomorrow morning, I will travel to UAB for an outpatient procedure, which will allow me to soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments.
Governor Ivey turns 75 next month.
At least 4 people died when a tour bus crashed near Bryce National Canyon Park in Utah. The Highway Patrol said anywhere from a dozen to 15 people were critically injured in the crash. The agency also said the tourists on the bus were all Chinese speakers. Garfield County Commissioner Leland Pollock said he feels terribly for those involved in the crash, saying, "This is pretty overwhelming for a small county of 4,900 people. This is just horrible for us." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Walmart is getting out of the vaping business. The nation's largest retailer said it will stop selling electronic cigarettes at its stores and Sam Club stores throughout the United States when it sells out of its current inventory. Walmart said the move is due to growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity regarding vaping products. It also comes after several hundred people have mysteriously fallen ill after vaping and several have died. Walmart's decision is the latest blow to the vaping industry, which has tried to position itself as a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, which are responsible for 480,000 deaths a year, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. However, Walmart will continue to sell regular cigarettes. The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating allegations that a payroll company diverted millions of dollars in employee pay to its own bank accounts. An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Schaffran of Southern California's Schaffran Real Estate Company had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.